And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 15th of May, 2017. Emily Dickinson died on this day, 1886, Amherst, Massachusetts, after a long illness during which she did not allow her doctor to come to her bedside, only to stand in the doorway. She was 56 years old. She had left specific instructions for her burial. Her casket was carried by the family's 6 Irish hired men past her flower garden, through the barn and back of the house, and through a field of buttercups to the cemetery. Only a few of her 1,800 poems had been published in her lifetime, those anonymously. Her Irish maid Maggie was aware of them, but her sister Lavinia was not, and when she discovered them, she decided not to burn them, as Emily had told her to do with all her papers. Lavinia burned the letters, but not the poems, and the first volume came out in 1890, severely edited to fit Victorian style. It was on this date in 1869, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Susan B. Anthony formed the National Woman Suffrage Association to agitate for the right to vote. They worked together for 50 years. Anthony never married. She was free to travel, devote her life to the movement. Stanton stayed home, raised her kids, did the research, and wrote the speeches that Anthony gave. It's the birthday of Lyman Frank Baum, born in Chittenango, New York, 1856, who gave us The Wonderful Wizard of Oz in 1900. A big success, so he went on to write 13 more novels about the land of Oz. It's the birthday of Catherine Ann Porter, born Indian Creek, Texas, 1890, author of Ship of Fools, Flowering Judas, and other stories, Pale Horse, Pale Rider. Catherine Ann Porter, who said, "I have a very firm belief that we are not masters of our fate. We don't direct our lives. There are so many things we are capable of that we could be or do, except that there may be one powerful motivating force that simply carries you along, and I think that was true of me." It was on this day in 1891 that Pope Leo XIII issued an official Catholic Church encyclical addressing labor issues. It was called Rerum Novarum, of New Things, and it was the original foundation of Catholic social teaching. He said in his letter that while the Church defends certain aspects of capitalism, including the right to private property, the free market cannot go unrestricted, that there is a moral obligation to pay a fair and a living wage. And he told employers not to look upon their workers as their bondsmen, that it was never okay to cut wages, and told them to be mindful that to exercise pressure upon the indigent and the destitute for the sake of monetary gain and to gather profit out of the need of another is condemned by all laws, human and divine. Here's a poem by Mary Oliver entitled This Morning. This morning the redbird's eggs have hatched, and already the chicks are chirping for food. They don't know where it's coming from, they just keep shouting, "More, more." As to anything else, they haven't had a single thought. Their eyes haven't yet opened. They know nothing about the sky that's waiting, or the thousands, the millions of trees. They don't even know they have wings. And just like that, like a simple neighborhood event, a miracle is taking place. This Morning by Mary Oliver, from her collection Felicity, published by Penguin Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Staples, with print and marketing solutions designed to promote businesses, including business cards, presentations, large banners and posters, printed in-store or ordered online. Learn more at Staples and Staples.com. Staples. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.